That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're in the last few days of 2024. This week brings us New Year's Eve and New Year's. At the New Year, from 2024 into 2025, we stand at a turning point where more souls are realizing that our true power lies within our own vibration and that we have the ability to shape our reality. A crucial part of this change is the realization that everything we bring into the world is a reflection of our inner world. Every thought, every feeling, every decision we make affects not only our life, but also the collective consciousness. When we focus on what we dislike or what we reject, we unconsciously amplify that vibration within our life. On the other hand, when we direct our energy towards what we want to create and experience, freedom, peace, love, and harmony, we attract exactly that into our reality. The time has come for us to realize that change begins within ourselves. We have the ability to raise our vibration, and in doing so, we not only transform our own life, but also the world and people around us. We are the creators of our own reality, which is unlimited. 2025 is the year when we can ascend to a higher vibration and a more conscious experience. If we collectively choose to do so, we will find that the change is already within us. Each individual, along with the collective, is the one who will bring in the new vibrations into the world, and that changes everything. There is never just one fixed path, but always numerous possibilities for how events unfold that will define our reality. What is becoming visible is the split between two different worlds. 2025 is the year of light, love, and galactic universal connections. For thousands of years, our galactic neighbors have observed the growth of humanity on this beautiful planet Earth. These beings see our concerns and our doubts, but also our growth and potential. The galaxy is becoming clearer during this significant time. Tonight, I offer you some information that will help you to understand the energies of this coming year. 2025 is a pivotal time. It is a phase where new doors will open and old structures will come to an end and fall away. At times, you may feel as though the world around you is falling apart. I'm letting you know that whatever is crumbling around you is merely an illusion. These illusions no longer serve you. What remains is the truth, which is always within you. You can't change other people. You can only change yourself within. And you need to accept where other people are on their road to ascension. Be aware that this time frame will accelerate the splitting of the worlds. It is becoming increasingly obvious that humanity is dividing into two groups, those who remain in the old matrix and those who move forward into this new era, which begins on January 12th. No, this is not a rapture, but a natural progression. A process that unfolds when souls reach a point in their journey where they begin to ascend and choose different paths, which creates a different life for each individual soul. It's very exciting and very empowering. Each soul sets its own pace, its own awakening time. Some souls have chosen to remain in a familiar structure to learn more lessons there. Others feel the call of this new era. They have a natural yearning for freedom, truth, and a life rooted in higher frequencies. Both paths are valid. There is no right or wrong. Every soul chooses whatever suits their evolution best. 2025 is a transformative key year. It carries a unique energy that affects both you and the individual and the collective humanity as a whole. This year will become transparent because it will make all structures and hidden matters visible to you. Systems based on fear, control, and separation will expose their weaknesses more clearly. At the same time, a new path with unlimited possibilities will emerge. Grounded in love, unity, and compassion, this year will make a turning point where the frequencies of the old and the new matrix become increasingly distinct from one another. Those who align with the new era will begin to experience a completely new reality as early as January. A reality defined by freedom, clarity, and deep peace. It's also a time of revelations. Truths that have been hidden for so long will surface, not only with the collective events, but deep within yourself. You will see how old belief systems and patterns will break apart. The changes may feel chaotic, but they are necessary to make space for the new. Chaos is not an ending, but always a transition and realization. It's like a storm winding through the air, clearing it and allowing the sun, peace, and quiet to return once again. In 2025, you will find many opportunities to raise your frequency and allow your light to shine even brighter. Your strength and inner stability will be key to navigating these times of transformation, and we're going to have a lot of them. When you connect with your spiritual heart center at the 10th chakra and listen to your inner truth, you will be able to face any challenge with clarity and trust. It's time to activate the new spiritual chakras. Know and remember this. Your frequency determines your reality. The more you align with the new spiritual chakras, along with love, compassion, and gratitude, the more you'll experience these high galactic energies in your world. You need to learn and experience about the circle of light. It's an energy that goes from the heart center of your body, the 4th chakra, up to the 10th chakra, and circles back down again through the 4th chakra. And you make a circle of light. And in that circle of light, you not only will download, but you can manifest. It's absolutely fascinating. 2025 carries a unique energetic signature of transformation and revelation. This new year invites you to delve deeper into your own truth and to act with clarity and confidence. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. All patterns that once held you back can now be completely released with confidence. Belief systems that have shaped your world for centuries are beginning to falter because they cannot sustain or survive in the higher frequency. You will feel many new truths rising to the surface within you, readjusting or replacing your older ones. These truths have long been hidden within the collective and within yourself. These revelations may sometimes feel painful, but they will uncover the illusion and separations that have affected and defined your past. Yet these revelations are great spiritual gifts. They will allow you to withdraw your energy from old stories and lies to focus on what really matters, your inner light, your truth, and the love that has always been within you. In 2025, you will also witness more clearly how the old matrix and the new era have chosen, beginning January 12th, to coexist. For those who have chosen to align with the new frequency, the old world will gradually fall away. It is gradual, and sometimes it can feel very tedious. Its rules, laws, and restrictions will have less and less impact on you because you will realize that they hold no power over you when you stand in your own light. However, it's important that you understand this message I have for you tonight. The old matrix does not dissolve. Nothing ever really disappears. Everything exists in the here and now. The concept of transformation and change is deeply rooted within your consciousness. Your awareness is constantly growing, expanding, and evolving. Yet it certainly does not mean that Jesus the Christ did not exist. The universe, in its endless diversity, holds space for all realities and beliefs to exist. At the same time, it's a matter of frequency and vibration. Every being, every living thing, will experience whatever serves them the best at any given time. While these realities you may no longer resonate with may lose their significance, they will remain for those people who still need them. Worlds can exist side by side, allowing each soul to follow the path that aligns with their vibration. For those stepping into the new frequencies, the old matrix will feel like a distant memory and no longer a part of your life and ascension experience. However, I do want to say that Jesus Christ the Lord is involved in this ascension process as well as all the other masters that have been on this planet. 2025 offers you the chance to elevate your frequency. It becomes that beacon of light for others. By standing in your truth, your personal ascension, you will inspire those who still dwell within the old matrix without pushing them. Your light draws them to your teachings when they are ready to shift their own frequency. The children now arriving on Earth carry a unique frequency signature. They are the bridge between the worlds, between what you know as humanity and what humanity has yet to discover. Their DNA is different. We all have 12 strands of DNA, but use only 2. These newborns have extra activated strands of DNA that have long been dormant. These new strands hold codes that connect them to the higher consciousness, to our galactic neighbors, as well as to others on a deeper level. They see character, which each soul carries with them at death. That's the only thing they take away from their life on Earth, character. And they can sense and read minds. They bring in profound compassion and a strong intuitive understanding of all that is. These children are frequency bringers. They not only carry new energies, but also activate the energy fields around them. So, if relatives, friends, or neighbors have a newborn, go over and hold that baby for a while. Their presence can have a healing effect on you. As they align with you, they will remind you that you also hold these frequencies within you. You may just have simply forgotten. Their DNA responds to the cosmic energies now pouring onto Earth from the center of the galaxy, pouring on the Earth with increasing intensity. From our sun, the photon belt, and the other high-frequency sources, these energies awaken their potential as well as that of the planet Earth and all beings who are ready to resonate with them. These children are not here to fight against the old matrix. They are here to open up new pathways. They will think and feel differently. For them, unity is not a philosophy, but an inner truth. They see the patterns of division and destruction, but they do not dwell on them. Instead, they build bridges between generations, between nations, and between hearts and mind. Their presence brings healing and new possibilities without loudness or revolution. It's up to you to create space for them and to open and unfold their frequency. Sometimes it may seem difficult with their upbringing. Be mindful of how you support them, how you communicate with them, along with how you accept their differences. They are here to inspire you, to show you what is possible when you are willing to let go of old patterns and step into a new reality. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now we're going to take a break for our weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back with more information as well as the energies of the full moon in Cancer that is actually tomorrow, December 30th, 2024. I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report. Week of December 30th through January 5th, 2025. In 2025, the collective field will receive some sort of new energetic impulses. Mars-related issues will be on our minds for the first half of the year. Mars will form exact oppositions with Pluto on January 3rd and April 23rd. In addition, two planets will enter Mars-ruled Aries, Neptune in March and Saturn in May. We are moving from water signs into fire signs, as well as into a new era. Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac, and Aries is the first sign in the zodiac. This is all about new beginnings, new departures, deaths and endings, as well as the innocence of the beginner's mind. Saturn and Neptune will bring these issues sharply into focus. When they conjoin for the first time in July, structures that are no longer viable could come under severe pressure and literally fall apart. But in some form or another, they'll be gone. Uranus also changes signs in July and enters Gemini for the first time in 84 years. The last time was May 1988 through April of 1995. What happened to you at that time? What did you experience? In remembering what happened could give you an idea of what's coming up for you and what house in your chart this energy falls in. The energy of renewal will strongly focus on communication in the media, science, health issues, and the world of ideas in general, thus influencing the quality and direction of the new beginning. There will be a lot of new creative activity and inventions coming down the pike. New Year's Day 2025 welcomes us with a cozy, empowering atmosphere. The gentle, mellow energies make it a great day for just lounging around and enjoying artistic adventures, watching a classic film on TV, or playing a board game with the children. One thing you want to avoid is getting caught up in someone else's drama. If there is anyone around you who knows how to push your buttons, you are under no obligation to interact with them and allow them to ruin your demure and reverie. If the year seems like it's getting off to a sluggish start, you can thank Mars in retrograde in Leo, which began last year on December 6th. Even though you are raring to get going on various projects and New Year's resolutions, this is not the time to begin new projects because you could meet with some setbacks and delays. Instead, use this time to plan, catch up on finances and new ideas so you are ready to move ahead when Mars goes direct in February. You should also avoid any beauty treatments like elective surgery, a new haircut, or changing your hair color, as any radical change may not turn out as anticipated. Mars retrograde can also stir up old resentments and disputes this week, especially on Friday, January 3rd, causing some high tension. The wiser action would be to take time out amid all of the theatrics. Just back away, go up on your perch, and concentrate on the energies in your loving heart. Last November, Mars and Pluto opposed each other in Cancer. They are forming a second of three oppositions, which is exact on January 3rd. Retrograde Mars is now in Leo, and Pluto is in Aquarius. The basic moon is quite different from that during the first opposition last November, although it is again about self-assertion and power-conscious action. The focus now is on freedom and how to regain it. In these first days of the year, remarkable and surprising social developments could begin for you out of the blue, but fierce power struggles could also break out, as well as demonstrations demanding a great deal of media attention. Also on January 3rd, Venus enters Pisces, indicating a highly refined energy that also includes the victims and outcasts of the world. This sensitive and compassionate attitude is a crucial counterbalance to the often ruthless assertiveness of the Mars-Pluto connection. Friday's tense atmosphere dissipates in time for the weekend. Saturday is a productive day when you can catch up on chores and work. Sunday, perfect for creative pursuits and new adventures. Try to turn off your logical mind and allow your intuition to guide you in your exploration of new adventures. The astrological events in January already anticipate some topics that will occupy us throughout the year. Many of the goals that were previously socially relevant have lost their allure. challenging us to redefine or discard them and break new ground. Time will tell which new goals will establish themselves in the social arena, but the woke atmosphere is gone. However, time to take a step forward into realistic, long-lasting results. And remember, personal development is everyone's responsibility. The astrological mood in 2025 could make it necessary to examine the topic of new beginnings more closely. The focus is on motivation and taking responsibility for one's own actions. If your life goals no longer resonate with your inner soulful motivations, this year could be a time for significant change, adjustment, and/or corrections. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. You can also send an email to elizabeth@new-visions.com. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from the weekly cosmic tip. This is a black new moon on December 30th. It's a new moon in Capricorn, and it's the second one in December. That's why it's called a black moon, because when there's a new moon, there's no moon at all. But it's the first new Capricorn moon since Pluto moved into Aquarius on November 19th, giving it a completely new vibration and energetic background. When we think of Capricorn, we think of the father, discipline, mastery, achievement. Capricorn also brings us a sense of security, practical security. Capricorn is about building, and this new moon, this new beginning, brings us a stronger sense of practical security, external and internal. It's coming from inside us. We are building long-term foundations because we're coming from our center, and that goes for worldwide countries as well. Powers are shifting into this new situation, looking for security and strength. It's coming in at about 9.5 degrees Capricorn, and the third of six in a row at that degree. If you have any planets in your birth chart at 9 degrees or 10 degrees, this energy will signal new beginnings for you. Note the house that it falls into for a hint of the details. As with every new moon, set a new intention. 2025 will be chock full of new beginnings. Last week's podcast took you through many of them, month by month. Take the time to plant a new seed for whatever you want to manifest in your life in 2025. There are several big themes coming up in 2025, but all year long, Pluto has been moving through Capricorn since 2008. It exited Capricorn and moved into Aquarius last month, November, which is where it is now for the next 20 years. Where does Capricorn fall in your chart? Which house? And how has that house been transformed since 2008? Over the last 16 years, what has changed for you? This would be a fundamental change, not superficial. This area in your chart is now being reactivated. What are you starting to build now? This energy will carry you up to the full moon in Cancer on January 13th. The energies will be in the first 2 weeks in January. What are you committing to? What are you starting to build in 2025? Something authentic, something unique to you. It's highly individual. more of the creative self-expression is a bigger part of your message. What are you building? This new moon will bring in a lot of revolutionary and rebellious energy, especially towards the upcoming presidential inauguration. I have talked a lot about that recently. The farmers in various countries, the Netherlands, France, the UK, the USA, is such a literal expression of Uranus, revolution, Taurus, food production, farming. It couldn't be more literal. All of this sets up, as we enter 2025, the theme of rebellion, revolution, and protest. This will be a big theme for 2025 as we go through this transformation and readjustment of our belief system. At the moment, there's a large student protest in Serbia because of the collapse of a railway canopy, and people have been in protest of a corrupted government ever since. And these events are happening all over the world. This energy will build and build throughout 2025, bringing us greater authenticity, greater uniqueness, greater truth, and that needs to be expressed right now. We also have a very strong opposition between Mars and Pluto. The first opposition was on December 6, 2024, and expressed high anxiety and emotion. The second one will be exact on January 3rd, and the third one will be on April 26th. It's always a play in three acts. This energy, externally, can be expressed as brute force, aggression, warlike attacks, even attempts at assassinations. Mars is very strong here in the Leo-Aquarian opposition. Mars is always strong when it's in a fire sign, and it's retrograde, bringing it closer to the Earth, making it stronger, and as of the new moon tomorrow, December 30th, it moves out of bounds until April 7th. When a planet is out of bounds, it can be expressed in a more extreme way, more out of control, like a wilder energy. If you're born with Mercury or Uranus out of bounds, it can be fabulous. You're really an out-there thinker, someone who really thinks out of the box, on the genius and original level. However, with Mars here, retrograde and in a fire sign, Leo, as well as out of bounds, Mars is double strong. We may hear about war drums at this time or some kind of an attack. But stay in peace, you guys. Stay in peace. If more and more of us can stay in peace at this time, we can dissipate this warlike energy. You can also use this energy very positively as physical exercise. Go out for a walk or a run. Do some primal dancing. Whatever you can do to get that body moving. It's also about stepping into your physical sovereignty, your courage, your convictions, sovereignty and freedom, Leo and Aquarius, which is being reinforced by other aspects in this chart. Uranus energy is about truth and freedom, and that adds to this energy, and we are going to be seeing an awful lot about truth at this first quarter of 2025. Something else of importance is that Jupiter is square Saturn. It's a testing point from the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that we had in January of 2020. The universe is asking us, how well is that going? The integrity, the morality, the accountability of top-down structures. It has to do with the moral compass of the way society has been built up at this time. How well is that going? We will be getting some very clear answers to that in 2025. There is also a T-square at this new moon involving Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn. Jupiter in Gemini, which is ruled by Mercury. Mercury in Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter. That's called mutual reception. Both square Saturn in Pisces. This is about the law, the truth, belief systems. Whatever our beliefs in the past have been, they are getting a true reality check in 2025. As a matter of fact, it all begins on New Year's Day. Saturn gives you the reality check. There are tons of new facts and information coming in right now. As well as this galactic energy, there is an incredibly high, bright light coming onto the Earth. Your belief systems will be tested. Your belief systems you have held from the past. It will be interesting to see how that unfolds as we go into the first quarter of 2025. This energy isn't just a T-square. It's actually a mutable grand cross because we have Orcus, an asteroid in Virgo. Orcus is also a god of the underworld, along with Pluto. Orcus punishes those who violate divine law, sacred law. He makes the collective see the truth and the light. Orcus is the energy that says you cannot make a vow and then break it. In addition to that, as we go deeper into Aquarian energies, we are stepping out of this hologram of victim. Are you a victim and have you been a victim? That's what we've been living in. We're stepping out of it in 2025. And we're going to be learning to stand in your truth. Stand in your power. Stand in your center. Stand in your sovereignty with strength, peace, and serenity, which will bring you the power of strength. All of this is fascinating. There's a lot going on around the world, and there's a horrible rape case in France that you may want to check in on. Even though it's really not good, it will show you about being a victim and how you can stand in your sovereignty and get out of that energy. It takes courage and it takes trust. Also, Uranus will be squaring Venus. This can operate on a personal level if you have Uranus or Venus. 26 degrees of Aquarius and Uranus is at 23 degrees of Taurus. And if either one of them are in your 5th or 7th house, this energy can affect you. It will be a sudden, out-of-the-blue relationship with someone with a completely different background, perhaps younger, different nationality, or it can be if you're in a relationship and you need to break free. A need for freedom because Aquarius is very much about independence and freedom. You could absolutely break away at this point. This Uranus-Venus can also affect our currencies, the stock market. We've seen a lot of volatility recently with gold, silver, and the cryptocurrencies. One of the big themes in 2025 is financial vitality and the stock market levels. All assets are going through periods of vitality. That's partly because all the planets are changing signs all in one year, which is unheard of. And money currencies will be very volatile. Coming back to standing in our power and to what we are building with this new moon in Capricorn. Looking at Neptune conjunct the North Node on the world axis at 1 degree Aries, it's very much a new beginning for the collective. This new beginning has to be birth in unconditional love. That's Neptune, and birth in a spiritual context, in stillness, in bliss, along with heart coherence. Joining up with your 10th chakra, the universal heart center. It's so interesting that Mars in Leo, which rules the heart, is tightly trining, joined to the North Node. All of this must have been a divine plan. All this energizing at the opening of 2025, along with our new beginning. If you can feel yourself dropping into stillness, being in bliss through breathwork, candle gazing, scrying with water, or bare feet on the grass, meditating at the base trunk of a tree, and getting into the heart-centered state, or working with a circle of light. anytime between tomorrow, December 30th, and New Year's Day. That is the best place you can be as we enter 2025. The energy you bring in will be your point of power, your light weapon, to navigate the very intense energies we have coming in 2025. I just can't emphasize that enough. The salient symbol for the 10-degree Capricorn new moon is radiating peaceful harmony as the albatross eats from our hand. So much like Saint Francis of Assisi, is so much peace and love that a wild creature will, in trust, come and land on your hand and feed from the human hand. That's just like my grandmother. She was a shaman, and that's what she did when I was a child. She'd have my cousin and I look out the living room window while she would go in the front yard with a big hat and an apron. All the pockets and the brim of the hat were filled with bird food or nuts for the squirrels. And we'd watch her, and we would be so gleeful. It was wonderful. What joy. So, as 2024 comes to a close, we have a lot of assertive energy here with Mars opposing Pluto. But we also have some beautiful energy, solutions to guide us and support us as we navigating the rippling waves of energy. Your New Year's comfort statement is, I choose to build through peace. I choose to build through stillness. I choose to build through bliss. That can be your statements as we enter 2025. Work to build up your radiant presence. What a perfect way to enter the new year. Now we're going to take a break for our messages and our song. We'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
The New Year's Eve, we did the town. The day we tore the goalpost down. We will have these moments to remember. The quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ballroom pride. person disappears. The laughter we were glad to share will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we will have these moments to remember.
The drive-in movie, where we'd go, and somehow never watch the show.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back after our song and news. That was Moments to Remember by the Four Lads, as well as Auld Lang Syne by Guy Lombardo, which we always listened to when I was younger at home on New Year's Eve. They would play it from the Waldorf Astoria at midnight for years. It was very exciting to us at that time. This January brings us a historic transformation that is very powerful, both inner and the outer, as we embrace these changes. We embark on a new year with incredible change and possibility. The year ahead is one of the biggest turning points in humanity. As Saturn, the North and South Node, Uranus, and Jupiter are all changing signs in the first half of the year. In January, the most powerful aspect is Mars retrograde opposing Pluto. They're exact on January 3rd, along with the North and South Node trining Mars. That's a very rare and unusual planet combination. It indicates a major shift in humanity, but also deep premeditated karma coming from the universe, and can signify serious events that will change the world. It's a point of destiny involving Pluto, the planet of major transformation and karma responsibility, as opposed to Mars, which is the planet of war and violence. Both are aspected by the lunar nodes, which represent our destiny. If there's not a powerful event, there will be something brewing beneath the surface. The last week of December introduced profound shifts, especially in awareness, your inner self, your connection to the universe, as well as to the earth. And now a massive change will occur as anger, fighting, demonstrations, and war are looming. There are many new issues surrounding war, and the way we fight it is changing. The drone sightings in New Jersey and other parts of America were an indication of coming events and play an important role on how future wars will be fought. Another significant astrological event is that for the next 6 months, between November 2024 and April 25, the full moons all occur at 29 degrees. That's the critical degree. The full moon occurring on the 29 degree mark indicates the end of an era, endings, and the beginning of a new world, new beginnings. This month, the full moon occurs at 29 degrees Cancer. Uranus is the planet of change and awakening, and this month it indicates there are massive changes coming. Also, the nodes change on January 12th from Aries, Libra, over to Pisces, Virgo. Uranus and the Sun are an exact trine aspect, which means there's a radical change in global leadership. It indicates the new presidency coming of Donald Trump, as well as the inauguration, which should go much more smoothly than expected, although there will be demonstrations and people doing their thing, but it will not interrupt the inauguration ceremony. On January 20th, the day of the inauguration, transiting Mars will retrograde back into Cancer, where it will remain until April 2nd. While it's in Cancer, there will be major events occurring within the United States, since the U.S. chart has important planets there. The Sun will be incredibly important, as it represents the president in this chart. Mars will station on the USA Sun February 23rd, indicating rage and attacks towards the president. The new moon occurs on January 29th, another indication that we're on the brink of a huge change. As Mars retrogrades back into Cancer January 20 and 21st, it will be at 29 degrees, crossing the mark of the previous full moon that happens on January 13th. Unbelievably, Mars transits back to the 29 degree mark on the day of Trump's presidential inauguration. This marks that unseen events are brewing. On top of this, Pluto is exactly conjunct with the Sun. The Sun is the president, and Pluto indicates major transformation. He certainly will be bringing that to the office and the administration. As possible unforeseen events, another important aspect occurring this month, January, is that Neptune and the node are conjunct on January 31st at 3 degrees Pisces with Venus. Neptune is a planet of fog, deception, scandals, drugs, secrets, and unforeseen events, which are amplified as Neptune conjuncts the North Node. This could impact several areas of our life. Health. Neptune rules disease, and the South Node sits in Virgo, pertaining to health. Could this be an indication of another pandemic brewing beneath the surface? It appears there's a fog or a cloud that covers the world. Again, something completely unforeseen is occurring now. The weather. Neptune and the North Node in Pisces also indicate severe weather, particularly pertaining to water, oceans, and seas. Pisces and Neptune both rule the oceans and the water. Governments. Neptune conjunct the North Node in Pisces also indicates major deception concerning governments and the truth coming out about previous corruption. I'm sure many truths will be coming to the surface that have been thought of as conspiracy for years. Energy. Many earth-changing events will occur involving oil and gas and possible drilling and exploration. There could be major accidents, oil spills, and explosions. The earth will be shaken up with this kind of damage. Lastly, a very important astrological aspect that flavors the time between now and May of 2025 is that Venus is in Pisces, and it's exalted due to the retrograde cycle of Jupiter in Gemini. This can indicate a time of great financial gains, and both planets rule wealth and money. The economy and stock market will be on the rise. There are many more incredible events that will occur in 2025, especially between June and August, as this is another time of remarkable, serious astrological changes. I will certainly keep you up on that on a weekly basis. We are entering very unstable times beginning in January 2025. This year is going to be extremely eventful. It will be exciting and perhaps a little bit disappointing at times, but get ready for a wild ride. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our program tonight. We are now going to hear our song, I Have in Peace Begins by Elizabeth Hepburn, and then the meditation, and we'll end with Richard saying, we can all live together in peace. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
We say we will, and so we do. take a vow and then renew it. A handshake is our guarantee. We try to find, when tensions arise, a common ground, a compromise. And when we do, we realize that loving wins. Then all the blame and all the fear will disappear, and peace begins. Peace is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me. When every man and woman too will take the time to talk it through, then peace will come, because it's true. Without a sound, the battle's done, the war is won, and peace
stars tonight. Oh, sweet. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.